Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Avoiding unhealthy foods can be hard, but taking one small step can make a big difference. Like adding one salad to your meals each week, eating one more piece of fruit a day, filling one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Better food choices are well within your reach. Soon, you'll find that one healthy choice leads to another. The more you make, the better you feel. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Cattle futures closed lower today. They were down $1.32 on the December live cattle at 125.72. The February is down $1.17 at 130.65. The April's $1.67 lower at 133.90. If you looked at the technicals here, we made the lowest lows going all the way back to the first part of June. We are below the critical moving averages here, and the market just kind of fell apart all day long to go make those new lows. Feeder cattle, which the September actually expired today, looks like they're going to settle at 153.92, down 35 on the day. The index as of yesterday is 153.78. So the September feeders actually expire till tomorrow's feeder cattle index, which includes today's cattle trade. The Octobers were down 207 at 152.55. The November's 237 lower at 152.90. Similar to the live cattle, we're making the lowest levels we have seen going all the way back to the first part of June. So really disappointing trade. The hog market was about 80 higher on October at 91.60. December's up $1.80 at 85.40. February $1.45 higher at 87.22. So again, today's market mixed here. The cattle market really disappointing here, making new lows. So making new lows at such a high level is a little disappointing.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000-bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Well, the grain futures were mixed here and all over the place, really. We had corn ending up down 2.5 to 3 cents with December down 2.25 at 5.36¾. The beans were down 24 to 28. November, the new crop beans down 27¾ at 12.56. Right along the lows and almost matching the lows set back in June. Wheats were up. They were one kind of a bright spot here on this report. The Chicago wheat up 12 to 15. Kansas City December ended up 20 cents higher at 7.31¾. December Minneapolis up 9 at 9.12½. And then the December cotton new highs again at 105.80 up 3.86. That would be the highest close we've seen on this whole rally. And roughly a 16 cent rally off the lows from just a few weeks ago. So really, really strong cotton market. Now today's mid-morning report brought about quite a bit of volatility. It looks like the numbers for the corn stalks were 1.236. We were looking for 1.155, so a little bit more than expected. The beans were 256. They were looking for 174. And then the wheat report was a little bearish here at 1.78. They're looking, or bullish rather, 1.78. They're looking for 1.852. So bearish for corn and beans, bullish for wheat.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.